Earth title, but now I've lost him.
Hey, remember you?
Everybody, welcome to Stag Show. This is Bob.
Hey, everybody, this is Miles.
Lo-fi Miles.
That me, yeah.
Miles. That's Miles' cool voice. He's doing his cool voice for us here.
This is Dr. Miles.
Dr. Miles. That's right, there you go.
Dr. Miles says take off all your clothes.
I believe that statement, sure.
Which is weird because there's only dudes that listen to the show.
I was going to say, that's that's the weird.
This show is like a giant sausage party, basically.
That's the weird part, yes.
Yeah.
That's the upsetting thing, yes.
Smidge girl bomb. Yeah.
Dr. Miles is a, you know, specializes in penis, apparently.
Yeah, apparently. I am talking to a huge dick right now. So
that's funny.
Yeah.
Miles' title, penis doctor. Let me see your penis. Oh, my goodness. You know, I got this degree from experience.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. So, Miles.
Yeah.
I know we're off on our schedule here.
Yeah.
Because I was very, very, very tired yesterday.
You know what? I'm tired of your bullshit.
Yeah. So, I apologize.
Well, fuck, you're 50 now, Bob. What the hell?
I'm old. I get tired. I've been working a lot. And,
Oh, yeah.
So last night I was really tired, and I fell asleep like at 8:15.
Grandpa Bob, yeah.
That's right, yeah.
He's asleep at the wheel.
Wow,
yeah.
The terrible thing was I actually fell asleep this afternoon in the chair.
In the chair.
Yeah, you know. He means
his potty chair. Yeah.
That's right. I sat down. I thought I had to go. I wasn't certain. Sat down, fell asleep.
Yeah.
No, I was in my recliner.
Yeah.
And I conked out for a while then, too. So, anyway. I got to catch up on some sleep pretty soon here.
Uh-huh.
So, the funny thing, though, is I wouldn't have a story if I had talked to you last night.
Oh.
But because I waited a night and was lame, I have a story.
All right, lay it on me.
So I went to bed about 8:15, and I was, like, sleeping, like, really good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I guess it's good for my family that I'm not really an angry type person. Because I get woken up about, like, 10 o'clock. And, like, everybody's there, and my wife's waking me up, and she's like, something's wrong with the... with the air handler on the, you know, HVAC system.
Yeah.
And so, heating, ventilation, and air conditioning, you know. And I'm like, what? What?
Huh?
What? I'm old and confused. So, apparently, somebody heard the sound of running water, but it was in the furnace area.
Mm.
Like dripping water.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we just had like a heat wave yesterday at like 92 degrees down here.
It was hot.
It was hot. And so the air conditioner was on and running.
It was hot and wet.
So, yeah, it was hot and wet. And so I go downstairs. I'm like totally out of it. Like way. I mean, I'm like incapacitated, honestly, I guess. I don't remember a lot of this, but my wife was laughing at me the whole time.
Because you weren't wearing any bottoms. You're like, oh, oh my God.
So, you know, I put my glasses on and I head downstairs and I'm like, what's going on? You know, I'm like all confused. But I'm easygoing, you know what I mean? Oh, what's happening? Water, what do you mean? So yeah. I open up the area where this is at, and sure enough, I hear water. And my wife hands me a flashlight, apparently. I don't even recall this. And so I'm shining the flashlight, and I'm like, and apparently I kept telling her, it's only water. No big deal, only yeah. water. It's just water. And I guess there's water all over the floor. I'm standing uh-huh. in the water.
It was wet.
And then I'm like, give me a flashlight. And I've already got uh-huh. one.
Yeah.
And I'm shining it in there. And I keep saying it's only water. And she gets mad at me.
You know, I could have called Miles to come look at this, you know.
Yeah, so she's yelling at me. Well, check the outdoor unit. I go, well, I'm going to need a flashlight.
Oh, jeez.
It's like...
Oh, my God.
It's like the mentally impaired handyman here. I'm going to need a flashlight yeah. to do this. It's dark outside. So
Wait a minute now.
So I set down the flashlight that I had, and I commence to start looking for another flashlight.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is how good I'm being here.
Wow.
I eventually find one, and I head outside, and I'm like, well, there's no water out here.
Yeah.
Not as if there was going to be water passing from the outside to the inside somehow. You know, like the hose was on or something, you know. And then I come back in, and I'm like, well, just turn it off. It's only water. And then that's where it ended. I went back to bed.
F you all, man. I'm going to bed. F you all.
My wife's like, well, there's electricity in this thing, isn't there? I'm like, yeah, but it's only water.
Just turn it off.
Just turn it off. But it's still connected.
Turn it off.
Just turn it off. It's fine. It'll eventually quit. So I went back to bed, and apparently my wife was all upset for the rest of the evening because I failed to do my, you know, husbandly duties and fix things. So. So yeah, I was the impaired handyman. So this morning when I get up, you know, what's the first order of business, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I actually did come home early from work and I fixed it, so.
What was wrong with it?
Well, I realized the funny thing was, I was really just on like probably a 2 or 3 hour delay because I woke up in the middle of the night thinking, oh, it's you know, unseasonably warm. We ran the air conditioner. It's condensing. And
yeah.
And then the drain, there's a drain pan, and it's plugged up. The drain is plugged, and so it's not draining. It just overflowed.
Yeah.
Sure enough, that's what happened. Yeah. I came home from work early today. I got some compressed air, and I blew out the drain hose.
Yeah.
Voila.
There you go.
Bob's your uncle.
Boom.
Yeah, but last night, totally useless. You could have said, here, I'm going to give you $1 million. It's okay. I don't need it. No problem. It's just water.
There's a maniac in the house with the knife.
It's right.
Okay.
I would have probably went out and, hey, need anything? You want something to drink?
I'll just give him some gasoline or something.
Yeah, that's right. Is it that crazy lady with the gas again? I don't know.
She came back. She brought reinforcements.
Yeah, so I was totally... It was like I was sleepwalking, apparently. I vaguely remember all of this, except for the whole fact that I was playing it all down as if it was no big deal, and the fact that I didn't know if I was holding a flashlight or not.
So. Oh, I thought it was a fleshlight. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Dr. Miles.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Right.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, that was my evening. So I woke up, you know, like going, oh, you know what I think is wrong? So I was processing things, just not at a good rate.
I'd like to blow out your pipes.
I'm going
to
blow out the pipes, yeah. So I blew out the pipes this afternoon. So everything's good. We're all good.
So you blew and it's all right.
Yep. Blown out and all good.
Everyone's all happy now.
Hopefully no one's going to wake me up tonight. So.
Daddy!
It's only water.
Only water.
Yeah, no big deal.
You pissed the bed, that's all right.
That's all right. It's only water, really, in the grand scheme of things.
Your water bed's leaking, that's all right.
Although my wife was reading me these facts from the internet, you know.
Oh, here we go.
Just to drive me crazy, I think she's being ornery.
You know.
Like, yeah, exactly, you know.
72% of men.
Well, interestingly enough, there was a lot of these factoids about, there's an X percent chance that when you shake somebody's hand, they've masturbated and not washed their hands.
Oh, I can confirm that.
Oh, jeez. I'm never shaking your hand.
Yeah, you know that last time we met? Yeah.
No, well, that's been 10 years ago, thank God.
Yeah, well, guess what? Joke was on you.
And then, you know, just weird facts like that. You whenever, you know, you're breathing in farts, like, you know, a certain percentage of the day and all kinds of stuff like that. I'm like, why are you telling me this? Do you hate me?
Well, I mean, like, when you drink water, are you not potentially drinking, like, dinosaur pee, basically?
Yeah, but it goes through a process.
Yeah, but still, I mean, you're, you know...
Precious bodily probably. Fluids.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
Just saying.
No.
So, yeah, she was telling me that tonight, too, just to make me feel better.
You know,
exactly.
Men that don't fix shit around the house are less likely to get laid. Just saying.
There's a 100% chance.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll fix it. Christ almighty. Yeah. Shut up. You're shutting up already. No,
I don't need any more factoids.
You know.
I don't need to hear about that kind of crap. Come on. What's with the factoids?
Men that sleepwalk are likely to cheat on their wives. Just saying.
With what? I don't know. Flashlight?
Yeah. That's weird.
It was weird, and I still am recovering.
Yeah.
From the whole ordeal.
Right.
So, what's going on with you?
So, last week, my wife is like, our son needs a ride to the dentist office downtown.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I guess I can do it. You know,
who's paying for this? That's the first question you have.
We have some insurance here. Yes, we have some
who's
insurance.
Paying for this?
We have some good insurance. So
tell me, Chrissy, who's paying for this?
So, I picked him up, and he goes to college now, so I picked him up, and I go, listen, I'm kind of really short on time because I got to go to work, got to be at work, and I'm supposed to do this stupid webinar and crap like that. So this is, I'm going to just drop you off near the downtown building where this is at. And then
what? Near?
By the front door.
Oh, okay. I was like going to say like 6 blocks away or something.
Just the parking downtown can suck bad.
Yeah. I'm sure whenever there's 5 cars downtown, your parking sucks bad there.
Even though, like, the people that run the city are like, oh, that's just a misperception. That's not true.
Okay.
I'm like, okay, all right, okay, whatever. So I go, just go in there, you know, because you got to go, you know, a few floors up this building, you know. Uh-huh. It's an old building. What?
Yeah.
And I'm like, because I jump out, and then just text me when you're done. I've got to go do a webinar, and I will, when I'm done, just text me. And just be waiting right here.
Okay.
So what could possibly go wrong?
Well, he is in college.
Right. So, I mean, this is not like a little child. No. Right, this is a college person.
This is not like a preschooler or something.
Yeah, this is not like a six-year-old kid or anything like that. Just setting the stage for this. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Right. Fare thee well.
And I, here's $2.
Here's $2. Tell, you know, Dr. Hyman I said hi, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I listened to my webinar, which is always fascinating, you know, and stuff like that.
Dr. Hyman goes, isn't your dad the dick doctor? That's right.
No, he's just a dick.
No, he's just a, there's no doctor. Yeah.
And, alright, so, yeah, so, coincidentally, I get a text, right, like, as this thing is ending. I'm like, oh, thank God. Alright, good.
Worked out.
Yeah, it did, because I, my, where I work is not far from the downtown area, and I said, okay, and hey, jumped in the car, and I proceeded to that building. And
jumped in the family truckster.
I took the family truckster, and, you know, parking's, you know, as it is, it's kind of tight. It's getting around noontime, and...
yeah, everybody goes to lunch down there at the strip club.
Yeah, by the strip club, right by the doctor's office, right by the dentist's office. And so I pull up to the building, and I'm kind of on the opposite side of the street of the building. And my son is not there.
Oh, I thought he just texted you.
He's just texted me not more than about 5 minutes ago saying he was ready to go, he was done.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, okay, we've had a breakdown somewhere in this simple arrangement we've had.
Right, well.
Breakdown in it.
Oddly enough, right? You know what happens, you know, in all those breakdowns and all those simple plans, you know, the one constant?
Yeah. Yeah.
You.
Me.
Yeah.
Yeah, me. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I know. Because, you know, a few years ago, my wife made this big thing. We're all going to get phones because we all can stay in touch and we'll never have any of these mix-ups again.
Right.
I'm like, okay, that makes sense. Which, we've had like a million since. We've had all these phones and texts and, you know.
Right.
It's not helped at all, but no offense. But, anyway, so, okay, so I park. I actually found a spot. I'm like, wow, that's, you know, unreal, you know.
This it's right in front of the strip club.
And I go, well, I might as well just take in a strip joint, you
that's
know.
That's right, exactly.
No, so I wait in the car just for, you know, not very long, and I'm like, damn it, where the hell is he?
Where's right? This little bastard?
That little bastard, where is he? I've lost him. And so I go, well, maybe he's just hanging out with the doctor. I don't know. You know, maybe he's flirting with the receptionist. I don't know what he's doing.
Okay,
I
have no idea.
So I'm like, I'm walking towards the building. I see like this sketchy couple outside smoking. You know, like this redheaded lady, this weird dude with a mustache. They're both having a smoke, and they both look like real weird, like they're up to something. And I'm like, okay. And, so I go to the building, and, there's, like, a guy, like, you know, cleaning the floors and stuff right by the elevators. I go, have you seen a kid come down? You know, I describe my son, and he's like, no, I don't know what you're talking about.
He's like, hey, you freak.
Nah, what, you looking for a little boy or something? Yeah, you weirdo, yeah, get out of here. And I'm like, no, I'm looking for this kid. So I'm like, well, if you see him, just tell him to hang out, you know, because it's his dad looking. Oh, all right,
yeah.
I go all the way up to the top of the building. You know, I go to the doctor's with Dr. Hyman, and I talk to the nice receptionist. No, he was here. He left quite a while ago. I'm like, okay, he's taking a crap.
He's taking a crap. So now you go into the bathroom, you know, and you're like knocking on stalls.
You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay, you're breaking up a little bit. So okay.
Knocking on stalls now, are you?
Yeah, so I'm like, all right, maybe he's taking a crap. I'll just go back downstairs, you know?
Oh, okay, good.
And I go back downstairs, and I talk to the janitor, and he still hasn't seen my son.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, I'm not hearing you respond to my story. Sorry. So, I text him. I go, where are you? He goes, I'm by the car.
I'm at the car.
Oh, you're at the car now.
I'm like, okay, he's across the street. So I go to the car. Lo and behold, there he is. I'm like, okay.
He appeared out of nowhere. He's
like, quick, open the door.
Quick?
Yeah, just, he's like, open the door. Quick. I want to get in quick. I'm like, okay, all right. I go, what happened? And he goes, I got done, and I came outside, and I sat on a bench just down the street waiting for you.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, okay, well, I didn't see you. He goes, yeah, you probably didn't, because this, like, old homeless guy wouldn't leave me alone.
Grandpa!
I go, what? Oh, what? And, yeah, this guy's like, you know, like, hey, what's your name?
Uh-huh.
He tells the guy his name.
Why would he tell a guy his name?
I know. I'm like, oh, my God, you don't. Oh, my God.
I'm Bill.
The guy's like, oh. The guy's like, you know, like, where are you from? He tells him what city he's from.
What?
I'm like, oh, my God, what the fuck? Right? So now this guy's like, I want you to come to our church and dance with the snakes. You know? My son's like, no, we have a church. The guy's like, which church is that? He tells him.
Oh, my God.
So now this guy knows his name.
Right.
What town he's from, what church he attends. I'm like, oh, my God.
Did he not get the stranger danger talk or yeah. What?
I think he skipped that part. I don't know. I'm like,
how in the hell does your child not understand stranger danger? I mean, you are the epitome of what parents...
I know.
They point at you and say, don't talk to people like him. You see him?
Exactly. I go, next time you say your name is Bob Lament.
That's right.
St. Louis. And you're agnostic.
There
okay?
You go.
That's how it rolls right there. Boom.
That's right. Just say you're Bob. That's right. Thank you.
Yeah. We had
that's
a good
weird.
Laugh. But, hey, this guy has not shown up at my front door yet, but I'm
yeah.
expecting it.
What's your social security number, kid? Oh, well, it's...
What's your birthday?
Yeah. What's your mother's maiden name?
Yeah, I was just going to say, what was your pet's name growing up?
What street do you live on? So your poor child has made it all the way to college.
Yeah.
And is yeah. getting hustled by the homeless.
Yeah. Lucky he's a good-sized kid, so he didn't get kidnapped, thank God. But yeah,
yeah, yeah, that's true. That would have had a tough time putting him into the old gunny sack.
Yeah, that ain't going to happen. That's not going to happen, yeah.
Well, there's a lesson learned right there.
So, just, Bob, you don't have a talk with your kids tonight. You know,
oh, no, my kids don't talk. Are you kidding me? They don't talk to anybody.
I know, they're your kids. They shouldn't, they should be all weird like you. Like, nope.
They are. Okay. I don't talk to anybody. They don't talk to anybody.
Parlez-vous français?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's your whole thing.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, so,
no anglais. No anglais.
He may never go to the dentist again.
Well, that would be a bad thing, considering, you know.
Yeah.
Your genetics.
Yeah.
Kid's going to be like gumming everything here. He'll be looking like the homeless guy.
I know.
Well, maybe if you weren't, you know, if you'd take some time and help him out, you wouldn't have been in this situation.
I'm rethinking this whole, you know, we'd drop you off and then pick you up.
Yeah, I think maybe you could have postponed the webinar.
Yeah, believe me, I didn't want to do it, believe me.
You could have. There's probably an archive somewhere. You could have just watched that.
I blew it off once, and I
got in trouble.
Yeah, it was not a good idea to blow that off.
Well, maybe you should get better phones so you could just watch it on your phone.
Yeah, no. You got to do it their way. You just don't, you know, do stuff like what you want. You know?
Oh, okay, I got you.
We're gonna learn about tires today at the auto store. You know.
Yeah. Here's how you sell a tire.
You see.
You can never buy just one. You always have to buy them in pairs.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, exactly. If anybody says they want one tire, say, well, it's going to wear funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. I generally just buy all new tires most of the time. I'm a sucker. I just like, okay, yeah. F it. I'm just going to get all new tires. I'm not going to screw around with this. You know?
$400 a tire, but the fourth one's free.
That's right.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, whatever. Just give me some tires. I'm out of here. There's an old homeless guy staring me down. I need to leave.
Hi. Where are you from?
That's right. Say, aren't you Dr. Miles Tidal's son?
Say, Chris.
Yeah, my dad's a dick doctor.
Say.
Oh, I can't get it to play now. Damn it.
Who's the dick now?